All right, I know it often feels like Donald Trump is politically invincible, but the truth is he isn't. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Chris, I've heard this so many times. 2016, the Hollywood Access tape, it should have been the end. The first impeachment, the second impeachment, January 6th, all the ridiculous things we heard in the first administration, him suggesting that he wants to nuke hurricanes. Anyone remember that? The wettest hurricane to ever exist in terms of wetness. One of my favorite all-time Donald Trump quotes from his first administration. January 6th, all the felonies, like all these things, it should have been over and it's not. However, this time I truly believe is different. He is in a position where not only is he so politically vulnerable, but he cannot wield his base the same way he used to. The MAGA people in Congress who normally have to get in line to have a place in the Republican Party, that's no longer the case. Marjorie Taylor Greene is broken off. We see people like Thomas Massey. We see state-level officials not doing what Donald Trump wants. And so the Republican Party clearly shifting here, and Republicans trying to figure out what to do because he's in a really bad political spot and it keeps getting worse, specifically on the Epstein files. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we hop right into it, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mallory. I do a daily show here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, you can sub to my YouTube channel right down below. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler and hit like on this video. It goes a really long way. I'm almost at 150,000 subscribers, which is crazy. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. Truly, it means the world. So remember, this is what Donald Trump's saying about himself with the Epstein files, that he is totally exonerated. But from Democrats rather recently, we learned it is the complete opposite. I guess we've all known it's the complete opposite for a long time, but Democrats really dropping some big news in the last 24 hours. Let's take a listen.
So Hillary Clinton said in an interview today that she and her husband are getting pulled into the Epstein matter to divert attention from you and that your administration has something to hide. What's your response to that?
I have nothing to hide. I've been exonerated. I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. They went in hoping that they'd find it and found just the opposite. I've been totally exonerated. In fact, Jeffrey Epstein was fighting that I don't get elected with some author, a sleazebag, by the way. And I've been totally exonerated. No, they're getting pulled in, and that's their problem. I don't know. They're going to have to see what happens. But I watched her in Munich, and she seriously has Trump derangement syndrome.
Do you think that she should publicly testify?
Yeah, I've been totally exonerated on Epstein.
I've been totally exonerated on Epstein. The sky is green. I'm 6'8", and I play for the Lakers. This is a fun game. Let's go back and forth and just say things that are completely not true. Just complete fantasy land stuff. And totally exonerated? I think not. Listen to this from today.
So why are Republicans so interested in Bill and Hillary Clinton? It's because they're trying to distract from the fact that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children. So I encourage your press to go look at these allegations, and I'm highly disturbed that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche just got the law wrong. Yesterday, he said essentially that it is not a crime to party with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, that's actually not correct. If Jeffrey Epstein was human trafficking minors for these sex parties, and you show up and patronize the establishment at that party, yes, you're guilty, because patronizing is part of the law, the federal sex trafficking law. So Deputy General Todd Blanche just got that wrong, which maybe explains why they aren't investigating all these folks, including Donald Trump. He needs to read the law and investigate these people. He also needs to resign, not only for not knowing the law, but a massive, not only screw-up, but the biggest privacy violation in history.
1,000%. And again, the allegations against Donald Trump right now in the Epstein files, the allegations that we have, are substantial. Donald Trump being accused of some very, very atrocious things. And obviously, we don't have even 50%. Of the files. And the files we do have, a lot of us can't see, members of Congress can see, but right now publicly, so many of them redacted, and clearly not redacted for the right reasons.
It's very frustrating the fact that there are no Republicans here today. I wish there were Republicans, because sex trafficking should not be a D versus R issue. It should be a bipartisan issue. Everybody should be invested in finding the truth right now. And the fact that we've had so little cooperation from the Republicans on the House Oversight Committee, that the DOJ has actively tried to obstruct this investigation, that is shameful, and it will go down as a permanent mark on the records of people like Pam Bondi and Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was Representative Min commenting on the fact that today there was a deposition of Lex Wexner, somebody who is very, very closely associated with Jeffrey Epstein. And this occurred in Ohio. Not a single House Republican showed up. They don't care about this issue. And as the White House has said, we're moving on. We're done. We have nothing more to find out. The DOJ, Wexner saying in his deposition today, he hasn't even been he hasn't even been reached out to by the FBI or the DOJ, which is insane. They're not interested in fully investigating this at all, and they haven't been from the very beginning. And again, Donald Trump's names are all over the files. We learned from Representative Raskin here that Donald Trump appears in the redacted files that they can see in their, you know, the people in Congress have more access to these files over 1 million times. 1 million times.
Well, Trump's name is all over these files, all over it. I mean, thousands and thousands of times. If you spend any real time with these files, you will see references to 17-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls, 11-year-old girls, 10-year-old girls, and I saw a reference today to a 9-year-old girl. So it is a really gruesome and grim story. And I think in order to see our way through this and to try to make progress on criminal investigation and prosecution and some kind of social redemption from this whole nightmare, we need to listen to the survivors.
Yeah, seems like serious common sense. And common sense that, again, to go back to what I started this video with, the American people know, right? He is politically underwater it's honestly stunning to see how underwater Donald Trump is. In all the polls, his approval rating, but all the polls that got him elected. Not only the economy, not only immigration, but the Epstein files. The vast majority of Americans saying they disagree with the handling of the Epstein files. We've seen polling that 80% of people, 80% of Americans believe that Donald Trump is hiding something in the Epstein files. 80%. I'm not sure the last time 80% of Americans agreed on anything. If you released a poll right now, like, is the sky blue? Is the earth round? Like, I don't know that we would get 80%. So that's pretty striking. And this being a call-in from a voter into C-SPAN. Listen to this.
He needs to be removed. Trump needs to be removed. And everybody that is kowtowed to him, Patel, Bondi, and all those people need to be removed and prosecuted for their crimes against the public. And the fact that he's taken all our medical money to finance ICE is totally ridiculous. It's sick.
Americans are fed up. Americans are done. And us also hearing today about the Epstein files from Ro Khanna and the United Nations, this could have reached a level of crimes against humanity. Listen to this.
United Nations human rights experts just finished a review of the 3.5 million documents that the Department of Justice released because of Thomas Massie and my Epstein Transparency Act. What they found is genuinely revolting. They found instances of sexual slavery, of forced disappearances, of torture. They concluded that it could be, quote, crimes against humanity. And they said that the Department of Justice did not comply with the law and had excessive redactions. That is why today I'm calling for three things. First, the Department of Justice must set up a special prosecution committee to go after those in the Epstein files that are accountable. Second, the speaker must set up a select committee to have Epstein hearings where every person who went to that island is called in towards Congress and testifies. And finally, we must have the full release of the Epstein files.
Absolutely. Crimes against humanity. I mean, we're talking about the worst of the worst here, and there is still this trench of MAGA voters who are somehow supporting this. I'm telling you, though, if we keep pushing, especially with the polls right now, he is not politically invincible. The dam is finally, it feels like, starting to break. Take a listen to this from Bernie Sanders.
Polling sense that you have a small number of elite, of very, very rich people who hang out with each other, who really see themselves as above the law. Their world is not my world, it's not your world, it's not ordinary people's world. They live in a special world. And I worry that what you're seeing now in our country today is you got oligarchs with incredible money. They also live in a different world. And I think that is why the American people are responding, you know, so strongly. They go through a red light, They get stopped. They get fired. These guys do terrible things. That's okay. You're rich and you're powerful.
Exactly. And that has to be the message for Democrats and the contrast that's drawn. They're protecting the Epstein class, and we don't get the same things in our society. You know, most Americans working two jobs, trying to support a family, trying to do the right things, and you have people literally committing crimes against humanity, doing the worst of the worst, and they're protected. It's insane. Listen, let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really, really appreciate you watching this video. It truly means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I make a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler down below. Have a great rest of your week into the weekend, and I will see you in the next video.